This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There is no baseball game to talk about from last night. But, Jim, let's talk a little bit about the flooding, the waiting, the maybe, the taking the tarp off, putting the tarp back on. The here comes Chad Kuhl in the starting pitcher. Whoa, Chad Kuhl's out in the bullpen. Whoa, he's stuck out there. Oh, there goes Kuhl in Diaz. Oh, my gosh, what's going to happen? Oh, the grounds crew. Oh, the tunnel's flooded out. The makings of a rainout. What is the process? I have been told by Chris Hunter, who is the guy who's in charge of PNC Park. This was a couple years ago. I was sitting with him, talking to him in the press box. I guess it is up to the league for the most part, or excuse me, up to the team for the most part until first pitch is thrown. And then whenever first pitch is thrown, in consultation with the umpires, essentially it's up to the umpires. So you sit there for 2 hours and 5 minutes. Some people, and I saw this on Twitter a little bit last night, the people who do go down to the ballpark, they say, well, you let us in. And then people will find anything and everything to be critical of the Pittsburgh Pirates about. That storm just kind of swarmed in last night, and I don't think they could have done anything differently because people will say, you let us in to buy concessions, and we go in there, and then you rain the game out anyway. I think that one kind of snuck up on them. There have been times where I think they could have banged it a little bit earlier. Last night, that was the best they could have done.
Yeah, I don't know if last night was one of those instances because I agree with you. There have been times where you just know that there's just not going to be a chance, and why are they doing it? And a lot of times that's with a team that, like, well, for Arizona, for example, if something like that were to happen over the next 4 days, then Arizona doesn't come back here.
You wait until 11:30 to play a game.
Right. Well, Milwaukee comes back here. You know, the other thing is Milwaukee had to, that was the final game of a series. You like to get that in. I kept checking. I finally went to bed before they called it. But they were fooled by it. You know, you look at, they do what the rest of us do. You look at the radar, and you go to the National Weather Service or whatever source you use, and you look at the future radar. You see they do it on the evening news all the time. It's like, this is what's going to happen. Well, sometimes what they say is going to happen doesn't happen. And last night was one of those instances where it looked like, okay, you know what? The rain's going to stop. We're going to be able to play a little after 8:30. So, okay, we're ready to go. They even took the tarp off, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, like, these other storms popped up, and that they flooded the dugouts, and it was just like, okay, we've had enough of this, and they just called it.
And Adam Barry was on the scene. We'll talk to him at 9 o'clock today. He had a couple pretty exciting tweets from last night. This one was funny. This one happened at 7:56. He said, tarp's coming off. Expected start time 8:40 p.m. at PNC Park. And then a few minutes later, potentially concerning developments. Grounds crew just covered the mound in home plate, and Brewers starter Brent Suter went back to the dugout. Tarp's back on. I don't feel great about that 8:40 start time. And this was a couple hours after he had tweeted something very similar about the start time when the tarp did go back on. It'll be a delayed start at PNC Park, he tweeted. Then he tweeted that the tarp was coming off, and then not feeling great about that 7:30 start time, guys, as he posted a picture with the tarp on right at 7:30. It's, you never know what you're going to get with weather in this area. I would have liked to have it turned out differently, but I guess what I'm getting at this morning is there's no foolproof way when you have, whether it's going to be, you know, and the crowds have been sparse at PNC Park, whether it's going to be 10,000, whether it's going to be 30,000 people headed to the ballpark, ever-changing rain and ever-changing weather and an outdoor stadium, it's a tenuous situation. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to be the guy in charge of making a decision one way or the other.
No, it's a no-win situation in a lot of ways. And I've seen instances, again, looking at that, you know, say if you want to go out and play golf, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so you look at the future radar thing and you're like, oh, man, I'm not going to be able to play. And then a couple hours later, it's like, well, wait a minute. I mean, it's not raining yet. It's supposed to be a storm rolling through right now. And then I think a lot of people make decisions based on that with outdoor activities. And sometimes you miss out on some pretty good weather when it's wrong the other way. This was wrong in the, you know, where they didn't expect this thing to pop up. But it did.
You remember a couple years ago they had a game rained out in Washington, D.C. where it never rained. And they sat on
That's happened here, too.
Yep. They've had rainless rain delays.
And right. And they you're right. They call it off, and then it's like, oh, well, we could have played, but it's too late. So I understand where people, if you make the trip in, and now that it's, I guess it's officially summer here, right now.
Yes.
3 minutes ago.
My son was regaling me about this yesterday.
6:07.
He knows all that stuff.
We're 3 minutes into summer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it's been that kind of a spring, but now that school's out, maybe some people, you know, you make the trip down from, you know, Dubois or Clearfield.
Oil City.
Erie.
Tynesta. Let's get some of those other locales.
Yeah, that's way up there.
Knox, PA.
Leechburg.
There you go, Leechburg. Williamsport, even.
Yeah, well, that's a long ways away. But some people do, you know, there's a radius of you know, 90 minutes, 2 hours, or more, where people, you make the trip in, and you come all the way here, you want to see a game, and it's just, it's a little frustrating.
Yeah, it's kicking the pants, and hopefully they get back at it tonight. They should. Arizona to start a 4-game set, and I guess they just reset the pitching rotation.
Just
not reset it,
back.
Just push it back one day. We get into Jung Ho Gung coming up in the next segment, 412-928-9370. Today's sleeper pick brought to you by Inspire Therapy. Treat sleep apnea without a mask. Visit inspiresleep.com. Sleeper pick is that they'll have the tunnels vacuumed out of that water by start time today. That was something else. They got to get those drains unplugged. You see the umpire's tunnel?
I did not. I saw the visiting dugout.
Waist high. You know the umpire's tunnel, waist high. It was ridiculous. Nothing you could do, though, when it comes down that fast.
Yeah, and they showed, I did see a shot of the workers.
Mm-hmm.
And of the guys that work at the ballpark, like standing at the top of the steps to go down to help on the field, but they couldn't get there unless they waded through, you know, a couple feet of water.
Yeah, it was not
good.
They
were kind of stuck.
Not good at the ballpark. Coming up next, we talk Jung Ho Gung. Now he's saddled with a bit of an injury. How much does this delay him? And when he does finally make it here, we're getting closer and closer and closer, Jim. Have we been really thinking about how he gets infused into this baseball team? All right, be sure to be listening to the Fan Morning Show all day today, as you should. And we'll give away a foursome. One came open. So there's a foursome to the Fan Open. That's tomorrow, and it's the Fan Open golf outing at Manor Valley Golf Course tomorrow. There's a couple things you need to be. One, you need to be 21 plus, and two, you need to be someone who has three friends, and three, you've got to be available tomorrow to play in the Fan Open. I think it's a shotgun start around 10 o'clock, so you got to be up and at 'em early and join us. Join us early. Come talk to us beforehand as we're doing the show. So
yeah,
we'll
Manor
give that
Valley,
away. Manor Valley, yes.
Westmoreland County.
Mm-hmm. We'll give that away during the show today. Excited. And you get to see us. You get to see Mueller. You get to see everybody.
The Twins.
Yes, they'll be playing. A bunch of great sponsors are playing. And
yep,
a bunch of other people. You get to see Vince DeAugustine, most importantly.
Malzy.
Mm-hmm, Malzy. All right, someone maybe you'll get to see in Pittsburgh in short order is Jung Ho Gung, but he's dinged up. Todd Tomczyk, our buddy, who is the head of the medical team, I guess we'll just call him, with the Pirates, at least the training staff. He tells us about Gung.
Jung Ho was scratched from the lineup in Indianapolis this afternoon from left wrist discomfort.
Yeah, a little more on him, though.
He was examined by the medical staff there. He is day-to-day at this time with left wrist discomfort.
Day-to-day. So he's examined with left wrist discomfort. He's day-to-day there. I don't know. I guess that affects him in Indianapolis in so much as he's not going to play games right now. For Pittsburgh, though, Jim, I still hold real steadfast to I don't care what his numbers are. They've heated up a lot, but I don't care what his numbers are. I don't care what he does. He probably needs to be up as soon as he's physically healthy. I don't care what the production is or lack thereof is.
Well, I do to some degree.
I don't.
I know what you mean, though, because that demonstrates that he is getting his timing back and he is being able to read pitches and stuff like that with some success. So it going 6-for-11 his last three games beats going 1-for-15 in his first four there. But now this wrist injury, that's kind of weird too, because he had just gone 3-for-4 with three runs batted in.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this with a sore wrist. So I'm not sure how that happened.
Well, no. I mean, that's not always – 1-and-1 doesn't always make two. He could have taken a ball off his wrist fielding it if it's his left wrist, that's his glove hand, late in the game after his at-bats were over.
Right, but I'm just saying – the timing of it is just kind of – it's like, okay, here he goes, and now all of a sudden he comes down with an injury. It's just kind of a weird coincidence.
Oh, yeah.
When he gets here, he gets here. And I know that's the attitude Clint Hurdle takes. He doesn't talk about – Well, I guess he would talk about a guy like Nick Kingham, who's down there dealing, and if he's asked about that situation as it relates to the other pitchers. And
where's he going to fit in, though,
when
he comes
in? Potential spot.
Because you're way better than me at this. You've been, like, dissecting the roster, both the 25-man and then the infield guys who are, like, the depth chart. What happens with that shuffle? Tell me.
Well, he backs up Jordy Mercer. He plays against left-handed pitching in place of Colin Moran. And then he's a pinch hitter off the bench.
It would have been nice to have a run of interleague games, wouldn't it? On the road.
I guess. But, yeah, that would be an easy way to get him into the lineup. And I've always thought with right-handers, typically the right-handed hitter versus right-handed pitcher is not that big of a deal. In terms of platoon, like, you don't have to sit a righty against a righty in most cases. But that still means he's not going to get a whole lot of play. And I don't think you want to be benching Colin Moran just to bench him. I think he's been okay. And the funny thing about Colin Moran is that he's a rookie, and yet because of the way he looks, he just doesn't look like a rookie. He's almost like Matt.
35.
He looks like he's almost like Matt Murray,
right?
Where he looks a lot older than he actually is, and maybe also because of his demeanor. But I don't think you want to. And it would actually retard Moran's development, as far as I'm concerned. If you started sitting him, it would almost be akin to this whole outfield thing,
right?
Where you're trying to, you know, indiscriminately, although, you know, Corey Dickerson, I hope everything's okay with him.
Yeah, it was real murky. Not necessarily murky, but, you know, I mean, it's a personal situation.
Just something that came up.
Yeah.
They just had a baby. So hopefully everything's okay with him, and that, for the time being, alleviates the outfield situation. Although I know, what, Osuna was going to play last night in place of Josh Bell.
Osuna, Rodriguez, and Freeze were all in the lineup, I believe, yesterday.
Yeah, and that won't happen today. They're facing a right-handed guy. So I would think that they would go back to normal, but you never know. They'll find a way to get if Gunn comes up and he produces, how can you not put him in the lineup?
Right, right. What if it Freeze, Osuna, and Rodriguez, knowing it was going to be a rainout, and was like, "Yep, there's your start. There you go. Yeah, sorry about it. Sorry about your luck. You guys got your start, but rainout."
Well, if Patrick Corbin's a lefty, right, for Arizona, if his turn had come up tonight, then I would imagine that he would keep the same lineup that he had last night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.